The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Have you ever had one of those weeks? You know, a week that feels like a lifetime. Your life changes irrevocably in the space of 7 days. Things begin to unravel, spiral out of control. Your world comes crashing down around your ears. Well, I had one of those weeks. The week of my 40th birthday. If I thought hitting middle age was bad enough, nothing prepared me for that week. People warned me it was difficult. Things start to happen in your 40s, life takes on a new phase. What I'm trying to get at is people start to leave your life. Age and illness become the norm, and that puts you toe-to-toe with your own mortality. For me, it was my grandfather, the glue that kept me together, my family, my best friend. Oh, and I'm Steph, by the way.
Sorry. It
calms your nerves, I know, but right, let's put them back in the drawer. It's, you know,
annoying.
That's Lily, my 17-year-old daughter, the mature one. And she's right as usual. It is annoying. But it was a way of calming myself, I suppose. The drumming, well, I say drumming, more like bashing various objects around the house with mainly long-stemmed kitchen utensils. I started when I was a kid drumming. I was deadly serious about it then. Proper drum kit, and then I just stopped. Life got in the way. Recent events, though, and I just started to tap out rhythms. It's the focus you need. Everything else just stops. It's just you and the beat.
You know, Lily, I don't know where you get it from.
Get what?
Your wisdom. You've got an old head on young shoulders. 17 going on...
40.
I'm 40 going on 17. I just want Grandad home now. I'm worried he'll be getting worse, not better.
Mum, he's 86 and he's just had a stroke. Give him time. Hospital are doing the best.
Thank you for being the adult. I'm failing miserably at the moment.
You're doing all right. Clean underwear?
I'm not feeling that badly.
Not you, Grandad's.
In that shopping bag with his pink wafer biscuits.
Have you called Gran? You should let her know, you know.
Gran? Don't let her hear you calling her that. You mean Carol? No, but I will call my mother this afternoon when we get back.
Hello. This is my favourite girls.
How you doing?
Smashing.
Clean smells and your favourite pink wafers.
Oh, lovely. I'll open them up. Shall we have one?
There you go.
Oh, Tarlo.
Mum?
Oh, go on then.
I could live on these.
You do?
Grandad, you know they've got no nutritional value whatsoever.
I know, love, but...
Grandad? Grandad!
I'll sit him up. You go and get a nurse. Go on, Lily. Go on, love.
Are you going to be okay?
I think it's better if we get you into the visitors' room and let them get on with what they need to do. Follow me.
Come on, Lily, love. They're doing the best. He's in good hands. I love you, Grandad.
Mrs. Howard?
It's Miss, but yeah, sorry.
Your granddad's pulled through, but he's very weak at the moment.
Thank God. Can we see him?
He's fast asleep. That little episode has worn him out. It's completely up to you, but I'd suggest you go home and get some rest as well.
Lily? I think we should.
Okay, nurse, thank you. And someone will call if there's any change. Come on, you. Up to bed.
I'm not tired.
I know, love. But at least try. I'll call the hospital first thing in the morning.
I'm sorry, Mum.
What for?
I gave him the biscuit.
I know I shouldn't laugh, but it's typical of Grandad. I'm nearly finished off by a pink wafer. I don't know what we do without him, Lily.
See, my granddad was always there for me, whatever the weather. When I was a teenager, like most teenagers, I was struggling with growing up, and one thing in particular, my mother.
Oi, Steph! Bug lugs out that trolley, I'll never be able to push it. Will you stop drumming with that packet of spaghetti? You've destroyed it! Quick, get out and go and swap it.
Can you not push me there?
Who do you think I am, Jeff Capes? Go on, hurry up.
Bet my dad was strong. He could have run round the supermarket with me in this trolley. I do take after him, don't I? Just a little bit.
How many times? I don't really remember him, Steph.
Well, can you not try?
Nope, nothing.
You're not even trying.
I am and I have. Does it matter that much?
He's me dad. He's half of who I am.
It's a big half. Look, stop doing that. Give me what's left of that spaghetti.
Ow!
There we go, back on the shelf.
God, you're horrible to me. I'm calling Esther Ranson. Everyone at school knows who the dad is.
I doubt that very much.
Mum, please.
All right, keep it down. Get out and walk at the side of me. Come here.
Ow.
Oh, you're too big for this now, Steph. He was called Keith, and he was a one-night stand.
That's one of them?
Bloody hell, Steph. Did they not teach you nothing at school? We had, you know, once.
What? You had what?
Sex. We had sex once.
Oh, my God, Mum.
You did ask. And Carol, call me Carol. Stop calling me Mum.
But you are me Mum.
I know, but I don't... Look, don't you want to be different?
And then?
Then what?
Where did you meet him? What did he look like?
I'd just turned 18 and I'd got myself a job working behind the bar of a club in Manchester called Rotters.
Sounds about right for you.
Do you want me to tell you or not?
Go on.
All I can remember was he was in a band.
He was in a band? What band?
I don't know.
You don't know? What did he play?
I didn't ask. Just listen, will you? He'd come into Rotters because that was the place to hang out after gigs and stuff. It was a very fashionable place at the time. The band he was in had played in Manchester that night. I was a bit bored and he was a good-looking chap.
That was it? That was the reason?
I was 18. I wanted a bit of fun.
Nothing's changed. What did he look like?
Dark hair, like you.
And he was definitely in a band?
Yes. Well, that's what he said.
He'll have been a drummer. Bet you any money, like me.
Hey, like you're not a drummer. That is not drumming.
I would be if I had a drum kit. I'd be amazing.
How many times have we had this out? You can't have one because I can't afford one.
Where's he from? You don't know, do you? You're embarrassing.
Wait till you get to 18.
I'm not going to be sex mad like you.
Will you keep your voice down? I think he was from London.
Any idea whereabouts?
No, but he definitely had a Cockney-type accent.
Can I have some bus fare?
What for?
So I can catch a bus.
Oh, hey, excuse me. I noticed you'd got some spaghetti in your trolley. Well, I'd check it if I was you. I just picked up a packet and it was smashed to pieces.
Really?
Probably want me back for me tea. Grandad! Grandad!
In here! Where's the fire?
I want to know where my dad is.
Oh, where's your mum?
Oh, you mean Carol. Left her in the supermarket with some woman with red hair talking about spaghetti.
What's brought this on now?
I just want to know, is that wrong?
No, it's not. It's your right, love.
How can you have a kid with someone and not know who they are? I feel like a right weirdo. Yeah, everyone else at school has a dad. And when they start on me, it's you're a fat cow and your mum's a slag.
You are not fat.
No, I'm just big-boned and my mum's just over-friendly.
You, young lady, are as bright as a button with an exciting future ahead of you. But your classmates with attitudes like that, well, they're on a hiding to nothing.
I know. Because I'm going to be a drummer. I'm going to be a well-built Karen Carpenter. That were brilliant.
Thanks.
Are you going to buy it?
No, I'm new. I've just started work at Ray's. I'm the salesman extraordinaire.
Thought I hadn't seen you before.
What can I help you with?
Nothing. I just come in every now and again to have a look. Just look at the drum kits and that.
Oh, do you drum?
Only on a biscuit tin.
Do you want to go?
Really?
Yeah, go on.
Crikey. Never been on a proper kit. Will you not get in trouble?
Well, probably. Who cares? Not bad, that. Hey, hold on like this, though. There's more control, like lightness of touch.
Like this?
Yeah, but thumb on top. That's right, yeah. Yeah, that's much better.
You in a band?
You what?
Oh, sorry. You in a band?
Yeah, me and a few lads from sixth form mess about and that, when I'm not working here.
My dad's in a band.
Is he? Nice one. What's he called?
Keith.
Keith, what band's he in? What's the band called?
I don't know.
You don't know? How can you not know?
I just don't.
That's a bit weird.
I'm not weird.
No, not you. Just
you're
not...
weird. Trying to look like Paul Weller, that's well weird.
Hang on, I was just saying...
And your drumming's rubbish. I was only being polite.
Yeah, wait a minute, don't go. You've got the wrong end of
what?
The...
What? Drumstick? Have you?
I believe you've been round to your granddad's.
So?
Less of the attitude. I was worried. You went charging off. Anything could have happened.
Could have got kidnapped. Oh, you'd have liked that. I would. I would have liked my dad to have found me, take me back to his massive house to live with him.
Yeah, and after a week he'd dump you back off, couldn't cope with your lip.
Well, you won't have to anymore. Moving in with granddad.
You what?
Well, don't you think your mum will be upset?
Doubt it. Bet she'll be glad.
Oh, she's not all that bad, your mum, you know. She's had a tough time over the years. Her mum, your grandma, dying when she was only 7. That hit her hard. It's a front, you know. She thinks the world of you.
She has a funny way of showing it. I want to know who my dad is. He's half of me, my better half. I just know it's him I'm like. Oh, we'll have so much in common. If I find him, it could be like a new start for me.
Yeah, it could. Right then, what have we got? What do we know about your dad?
So I told Grandad all that I knew.
Are you ringing?
Hello, enemy, how can I help?
Wait a minute. Hello, is that the new Musical Express?
What are you doing?
Yes, it is. What extension do you require?
Grandad.
Shush. Hello, yes, can I speak to... Oh, throw us that copy of the enemy. Right. Stuart McCorney, please.
I'll put you through.
Grandad.
Wait a minute, they're putting me through.
Hello, Stu
McConey. Hello. Now, you don't know me, but I'm here with my granddaughter and we are trying to track down her father.
I don't think I'm guilty. Well, at least I hope not.
Oh, no. No, I'm not meaning yourself. It's just we got some leads and we just need a bit of expertise.
Well, put it like that. I feel so extraordinary. Something's got a hold on me. I get this feeling I'm...
saw, that was in 1973.
Yep, at Bellevue.
Are you sure?
I am a bit of a nerd when it comes to the 70s.
Just stop it!
What?
Oh, sorry, not you. My granddaughter, Steph, drums with whatever she can get her hands on.
Really? She likes drumming? She any good at it?
She's never had any lessons. And I know I'm biased, but I'd say she was a natural.
That is interesting. Well, with everything you've told me, and she's a talented drummer to boot, I have a very strong feeling we might have come up with an answer. But please, it's only guesswork. Don't hold me to this.
Home.
I have. Just want my library ticket.
I can't get it to flush.
Oh, leave it. It's complicated. You have to lift the cistern lid and fiddle with the ball cock.
Oh, aye. Oh, hello.
Hello. This is the famous spaghetti demolisher, Steph.
Oh, I thought as much. Lovely to meet you. I'm Zoe.
Is that your natural hair colour? It's very bright.
Zoe's brought a Victoria sponge. Hmm. You're going to stop and have a slice and a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I'm on a diet.
So now with Grandad's, Stuart McCorney's help, how mad is that? I was a girl on a mission.
Just these, please.
Oh, Moon the Loon. The Who. I hope these are for your dad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and these tapes, please.
How did you get on?
Got loads of stuff on him. And you know what? He was into Motown and the Beach Boys. And do you know how I love fireworks and bonfire night? Well, he loved blowing things up. He was well mad. I'd like to think I'm a bit mad.
Right, we're going out. Chuck us my cap.
Grandad, where are we going?
Shopping.
What for?
I'm not telling. Oh, well, here we are.
Ray's music shop.
Yep, in we go.
What are we here for? To look at drums?
Might be.
Oh, Grandad, that's brilliant. Can you just have a look who's working in there?
Why?
I just need to know.
It's a big fella with a giant beard and hair down to his backside.
No one else?
Nope, not that I can see. Oh. Hello, mate. I'm wondering if we can have a look at your drum kits.
You can indeed, but I'm more of a guitar man myself, so I'll get my colleague Jeff to sort you out. Jeff! Jeff! Customer!
You alright? What can I do for you?
Oh, shit.
Oi, lady. Language.
Oh, hello. Sorry
about the other day. I was a bit tired.
And a bit rude.
I said I'm sorry.
You're quite funny, you know. Paul Weller, though. Is it not obvious I'm into Steve Marriott? I won't be seen dead in espadrilles.
You're quite funny and all.
So, you've come to look at drum kits?
Well, we're thinking about it.
Are we? Are we?
Well, have you anything in mind?
Do you do second hand?
Yeah, yeah. Get yourself down here. There you go, sticks. Good, you know. Did she take after you? She was saying that her dad used to be in a band.
Oh, I'm not a dad. I'm a granddad. A dad, well, he was in a band, we think.
What are you talking about?
I was just saying to Jeff, isn't it?
Yeah.
About your dad and what band he's in.
Which I know now.
We'd be doing our research, but nothing definite, Steph.
He was called Keith. He was in Manchester around about October 1973. the time approximately I was conceived. He was in a band, although my mum can't remember which. In fact, she can't remember much. He was from London. He had dark hair and brown eyes, like me. We have a similar profile. Look, my nose. He liked the Beach Boys and Motown, so do I. He loved blowing things up. I go mental for Bonfire Night. And he was the best drummer in the world. And I'm naturally very good. So it's obviously who my dad is.
Is it? What was he doing in Manchester in October?
My investigating leads me to believe he was playing the King's Hall at Bellevue, November the 1st, 1973.
That was the who? Are you saying your dad's who I think you're saying? Are you saying your dad was in the who? Are you saying your dad's...
Keith Moon? Yeah.
Shit the bed!
After all this time, Carol, please, Steph.
Hello, Carol.
Lily, look at you. You haven't changed, still as pretty as ever.
Am I?
Don't be silly, Steph. Grandad, so, is he bad?
He's hanging on in there. Come on, let's get you back and we can go and see him. And you can tell me all about the landlady's life in all España.
It's not changed much, has it?
Lily, will you take that bag out to the bin, please?
Yeah.
What's all that?
It's just stuff in the fridge that's out of date. Oh, Grandad will go mad, but I'm going to give it a good clean out.
I'll give you a hand.
Carol, why don't you go up and strip his bedding? Get his bedroom in order.
Lily? Lily?
Yeah?
Will you go up and help your Carol?
Well, can't she not do it on her own?
No, she can.
I just thought we could have a chat.
I'm not in the mood... Not at this moment.
I'll go and do it on my own.
Thank you. Here we go. Remember, swears by star drops for everything.
I miss you, you know.
Well, sodding off to Spain when I was 14 was a funny way of showing it.
I regret that, you know. I regret missing not seeing you grow up, not seeing Lily grow up.
Well, we get our monthly phone calls.
I know I've failed you. I am so sorry about what happened.
I know. And so am I. Grandad. It's me, Steph.
Oh. Hello, love.
The nurse called to say you'd come round. How are you feeling?
Been better. Is Lily here?
Yeah, she's here. I just wanted to see you up for visitors.
I'm always up to seeing you two.
Also, my mum's here.
Me? Carol? Carol's come from Spain. Bloody hell, give us another one of them ping wafers.
You okay?
Yeah. Go on, bring her in.
Coming.
Hello, Grandad.
Oh, you're a sight for sore eyes.
Dad?
Carol? Hello, love.
Hello. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Come on, Lily. Let them chat. We'll go and get a cuppa.
Oh, hello again.
Just come to have another look at my drums before I pick them up at the weekend. I'm so excited.
Bet you are. Go on then, sticks.
Thanks.
Hey, I can't actually believe your dad's Keith Moon, you know. I mean, you do have a look of him.
It's weird, isn't it? I do, don't I?
I was telling the lads in the band. They were quite ready to give me the elbow, give you the gig.
I'm not as good as you.
You will be. I've just got a couple of years' practice on you, that's all. How old are you, by the way?
I'm going to be 14 in 2 days' time. Drums are a birthday present.
Ah, OK.
How old are you?
18 in a couple of months.
Oh. And your mad on the who?
just a bit.
I have literally borrowed every album and book there is from the library. Do you want to come round and have a listen? Oh, my granddad's dead cool. You could come for your tea. Yeah, come for your tea.
Well,
Oh, go on, please come round. Hey, come round Saturday, it's my birthday. I'll have the drums by then set up in the garage. Oh, it'll be perfect. Please.
Right. Okay, all right. I like that. Yeah, carry that on. Stop it, you're making me look bad now. It's custom.
August the 1st, 1987. My 14th birthday.
Ta-da!
Oh, look at it! Look, oh, it's amazing! Oh, thank you, Grandad, thank you. I love you so much.
Well, go on. Yeah, that Jeff threw in a book of paradoodles.
Diddles.
Well, yeah, anyway, he says that's your practice. Walk before you can run.
Right, let's see.
Oh, brilliant. I won't be a sec.
Where are you going?
Just popping back in the house.
Here she is, little Miss Spoilt. Who's bought you that? Granddad?
Oh, Carol, get back in the car.
Oh, you go home. This is between me and my daughter. Not good enough for you, am I?
What are you talking about? Are you drunk?
What's it to you if I am?
Carol!
Happy birthday to you.
Is. Birthday cake and all. Look at you trying to steal my daughter away from me. My baby. Filling her mind with nonsense about me turning her against me.
That is not true. I think you should go home and sober up.
Don't you tell me what to do. You spoil her so she'll leave me. And it worked. Poisoning her mind against me.
Carol, please, I don't want to fall out with
Get
you.
Get knotted! I'm a mother. Come on, Steph. You're having your birthday with me.
I don't want to. I'm staying here.
I'm your mother.
Get off her, Carol.
Come on from behind them drums and come on with me. I want you to come on with me now.
That's enough.
Get off me.
Sorry, have I interrupted something?
Jeff?
I should go.
Oh, no, you stay here. Who are you, a boyfriend?
No.
How old are you, pal? You look too old to me to be knocking around with a 13-year-old.
I'm 14.
You having sex with her?
Mum!
No, I'm not. I work at the music shop where she got her drums from. I know she's just a kid. I let her have a go on the kits when she comes in.
And what do you have a go on?
Carol, that is enough.
You wind your neck in!
Don't talk to Grandad like that. Look, I assure you, I'm not a slag like you. Don't worry, I won't be getting pregnant anytime soon.
You're no different. You won't be able to help yourself. You'll end up with George here.
It's Jeff.
Jeff! Or some other dead leg you'll pick up along the way. Men are all the same. You want to know about your dad? I'll tell you about your dad.
You don't need to. I know all about him.
You what? How?
I worked it out from what you told me and research me and my granddad did.
I thought he might be involved. Come on then. Who is he?
Keith Moon. My dad is Keith Moon. What are you looking at? I know I'm Keith Moon's daughter.
Keith Moon's daughter! Keith Moon's daughter! Keith Moon's not your dad. Where the bloody hell did you get that from?
He is. I worked it out. From what you told me, Keith Moon played with The Who at the King's Hall, Bellevue, November 1973. That's 9 months before I was born. You don't remember him, I believe you.
I'd have remembered if I'd have had sex with Keith Bleeding Moon. Are you all on glue? Oh, now I see. That's why you're sniffing around. You're one of them new wave mods into The Who. You loser. A real father was in a two-bit cabaret band that were playing the Talk of the North Club one night. I can't tell you the name. Because I can't remember. I can't remember because I don't want to. He came into Rotters, the club where I was working. He bought me drinks. He was interested in me. Not like your granddad. Never got over my mum dying. His saintly wife. Well, she was my mum too, you know. I hurt too, you know, but I was never allowed to feel good enough. No one could ever take her place. Well, until you came along, the apple of his bleeding eye. Well, I've news for you. I've found someone. This is Zoe. We love each other.
You what?
You heard. And we're off to live in Spain, run a bar or something, have a life. Keith Moon! You bunch of losers.
I am so sorry. She's had too much to drink.
Zoe!
Well, flipping heck. Oh, Steph, love.
Mackie, look at my drunkie. She's absolutely trashed it.
It's a bit scuffed and dented, but we can put it together again.
I don't want to. Get rid of it.
Oh, Steph.
She ruins everything. She must hate me so much.
It's herself she hates by the looks of things, not you.
Don't cry. Don't raise your eyes. It's only teenage whistling.
Ah, here you are. Piece of birthday cake and a cuppa. Sure I can't get you anything stronger, Jeff. I've got some pretty lively homebrew.
Oh, thanks, I can't. I'm on my scooter.
Right, well, give me a shout if you need anything.
How are you feeling?
Gutted.
She seems just like my mum.
What, a lesbian?
No. Well, I don't think so. No, my dad left when I was 11. No maintenance, nothing. Just disappeared. Never heard from him again. When my mum's had a drink, it all comes spewing out.
It's not that I'm gutted about. It's me dad. I thought my dad was Keith Moon, the drummer from The Who. What an idiot. What was I thinking? I'm not mad like Keith Moon, I'm mental like me mum.
It's an easy mistake to make.
What? Your dad's one of the biggest rock and roll legends there ever was. Dead easy.
Look, I'm gonna get going.
Why?
Sorry?
Why are you going?
I've got band practice.
Can I come?
No.
My mum was right. You were only interested in me because you thought I was related to Keith Moon.
Eh?
Just a kid, you said. Is that what you think?
I didn't mean just... You're a talented kid.
Well, what's wrong with me, Jeff?
Nothing.
Well, so why don't you fancy me?
You what?
Is it because I'm fat?
You're not fat.
I'm big-boned.
Steph, I think you're really cool, and for a girl, you're a shit-hot drummer, but...
But you don't fancy me? Why? Look, kiss me, Jeff, please.
Stop it,
go
Steph.
Go on, kiss
Give
me.
Over. No.
Kiss me.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because I'm engaged, Steph. I have a fiancé, and even if I didn't, you're 14. I'm 18. It's wrong. Don't you get it?
It's only teenage whistling.
Where's Jeff?
Gone to meet his fiancé.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
Oi. Hey. Come on. You've had a day of it. Then my face is smarting. Shall I make us some hot milk and jam butties and we'll put some telly on and put our feet up?
I wish I was dead and it's your fault.
I'm sorry.
Why did you let me believe Keith Moon was my dad? Why did you encourage me, eh? Ringing that Stuart McConey bloke at the NME? What, just to make a fool out of me?
He wasn't like that.
Then what was it like? You can't have thought he was really my dad, having a laugh at my expense, just like everyone else.
No, love, no.
Then why?
Because I wanted you to have dreams. I had to have ambition. To believe you were part of something bigger. That your talent was God-given and you could achieve whatever you wanted because it was your right, because you were special. You are special.
I'm not special. I'm a freak. A weirdo. Look at me. I've no friends because everyone at school thinks my mum's a slag. Oh, good God. Can't wait till they find out she's now a leser. I'm fat. People just pity me. All that crap about me being a good drummer. Well, that's just rubbish.
It's not. You are good.
Well, I don't care if it's true or not. Don't bother about the drum kit. Sell it. Give it back. Burn it. Because I ain't interested anymore. Packing it in. That's me done. I don't want to be special. I don't want to be different. I just want my mum to love me. Anyone to love me.
I love you.
Do you?
More than life itself, kid.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Hello?
Yes. Yes. Pneumonia. And it's... Is it bad? Right, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we will. Well, we're on our way. Thank you. Bye. God only knows what I'd be without you. Oh, Grandad. We're here now. Steph and Lily. We're with you.
Steph? Steph, love?
In the kitchen, Carol.
How are you doing?
Not good.
I'm going to really miss it.
Oh, come in and give us a hug.
Really?
Oh.
Talked it through. I apologise for being the daughter from hell, and he apologised for not being a great dad after my mum died. I was so jealous because all that love he had seemed channeled into you. But as he explained, you were mine, a part of me. So the love was for both of us. I was just angry. Losing mum. Dad's grief. Being a single mum isn't easy, and I wasn't coping brilliantly, and I was too proud to ask for help, so I ran away from everything I loved. I'm so sorry, Steph.
I'm just glad you got to talk before.
And I made him a promise. And it involves you.
Shop you got your drink kit from all them years ago?
All them years ago? Well, yeah. Crikey. You know, it hasn't changed a bit. I'm getting a bit,
You okay?
Hiya, can I help?
Yes, we're looking to buy a drum kit, please.
Right. I'll get the owner for you. He's the expert. 1 minute.
So, it hasn't changed, Mum?
Not a bit. Even the doorbell's still the...
Hiya, what can I help you with?
And there he was.
Jeff?
He hadn't changed a bit. Well, the ears, like us all, had a bit of a tale to tell. But the hair, the eyes, the smile. And there was definitely still a whiff of mod about him.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
You haven't changed a bit, you know.
Neither of you. Yours a bit shorter. I bet you still got a scooter.
Oh, wow, yeah. I've got a bloody garage full of them and random bits of engines and whatnot. I've always wondered what happened to you, you know.
Yeah? What, the nutty 14-year-old kid convinced her dad was Keith Moon, who pounced on you after mother had just kicked 10 bells out of a drum kit on her 14th birthday? I'm still so sorry about that. I cringe every time I think about it, even after all these years.
Cheers.
No, I didn't mean...
No, and don't be sorry. And that was your mum in the shop with you, yeah?
Yeah, Mad Carol the drum kit destroyer. Yep, that was her.
So you sorted stuff out then?
Eventually. So you own the shop now?
Yeah, get me. I left not long after... Well, the last time I saw you, I went out to London. I messed about with a few bands, got married, divorced, came back up here, got into session playing and teaching. And then the shop came up for sale and I thought, why not? And that was about 8 years ago.
That's great. I never set foot in there again. I was far too embarrassed. If I'd known you'd left, I might have.
So you didn't carry on with the drumming then, no?
No, that stopped. I just wanted to be normal. Average. Oh, it's funny, isn't it, when you look back. What was I thinking? I just wanted to be accepted, but by you?
Who are these people that you let stop you from being who you want to be? They don't really exist, do they? Conjured up by your own fear and self-doubt. So foolishly, I gave up, pregnant at 23, no intention of staying with the father, and devoted my time to my daughter, Lily.
As in pictures of?
Yeah. Keith Moon's daughter, and no, I still love you. She's a great kid, Lily. I'm so proud of her. She's so together, she's not like I was at her age. Although, I think her knowing her dad is helps. Yeah, she's not wandering around thinking her dad's Rennie from the Storm Roses or Mike Joyce from the Smiths. She does put me to shame.
You weren't that bad. So come on. Your granddad's dying wish was to buy your drum kit and get you started again, yeah?
Yep.
And you haven't drummed since?
Well, apart from the steering wheel and pots and pans, nope.
Right then, we're going to have to start at the beginning. Monday night, me and you, above the shop, 7 o'clock kick-off. First lesson, paradiddles. No messing, I'll make a drummer of you yet.
Doodles.
Eh?
Something my granddad once said. You know what? That would be bloody marvellous.
Right, OK. Let's drink to it to Steph, the drummer.
To the big bone Karen Carpenter.
Nice. Cheers.
Cheers.
So I did. I took up weekly drumming lessons with Jeff. And why not? I miss Grandad like mad. But it felt like he'd left me with a new future. It was like he knew that this was all part of Grandad's big plan. He was still looking after me from wherever he may be.
Right, okay, look, so...
Fingers on top,
yeah,
got it?
Yeah, you remember, brilliant. That's it, you're holding them good. Right, okay, so I've got a little riff, and it goes like this. It's da-dee-dee. Yeah.
Yep.
Da-da-da. Yeah. Perfect.
Can we speed it up? Come on.
Yeah, Jeff. No. All right, yeah, no, we can do it a bit faster.
Monday nights and drumming lessons with Jeff and, well, eventually weekends. We start to spend those together too. Lily adores him. As does Carol, who sold up a wine bar in Spain and moved back home with Zoe. So we're back as a family unit. Muddling along, but happy and forgiven. And my name's like Steph and Jeff. Well, surely it was meant to be.
Love.
Is that me love, Jeff?
Yeah. Do you like it?
I love it.
Right, love do you want to have a go?
Right, yeah. Am I doing?
Steph was played by Maxine Peake, Carol by Siobhan Finneran, and Jeff by Mike Joyce. Young Jeff was played by Nico Mirallegro, Young Steph by Rebecca Ryan, Lily by Rachel Austin, Grandad by Roger Morledge, and Stuart McConey played himself. Keith was written by Maxine Peake and produced in Salford by Michelle Chowdhury.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.
World War One on the BBC. The epic drama Homefront returns to Radio 4.
Oh, ready.
My son.
Gentlemen, please, would you lower the coffin so I can see the lid?
Each episode is set exactly 100 years ago.
Goodbye and good riddance to the worst year of our lives. Goodbye 1914, hello 1915. The year it all comes good again.
The new series of Homefront, each weekday at midday on BBC Radio 4. Starting on Monday the 1st of December and afterwards on the Radio 4 website.